According to the media and the press, and that's maybe how it looks, but you know, we're not looking at it that way. Anything can happen in a game of football, and anything can happen day to day. So we take one game at a time and work in that direction. And if we'll be lucky enough to get through the first round and the second round and get to an Ulster final, we'll be more than happy with that. But there'll be some good teams to meet along the way.
Yeah, and that starts with Derry Gonnelly on Sunday, because you're no strangers. You met each other last year.
Yeah, we had a game in Derry Gonnelly last year, and it turned out that I suppose there was a big difference in the scoreline at the end of the day. But you know, for 35-40 minutes of that game, they gave as good as they got. We were only comfortable winners then. But you know, this is a different. We're expecting to get a tough game, and we hope it's a good game, and we'll be hopeful if we get through.
Yeah, well road tested coming through Derry.
Oh yeah. We had first round match with Lavey. We won it by 3 points, and that was a tough game. Next game up was Newbridge, who would be a slightly weaker team, but gave us a good game for a while. And then our arch enemies Ballinderry put it up to us in the semi final. We won by 6 points at the finish up, but twice. They were down, they had us back to a point, you know, so Ballinderry being Ballinderry, they never give up. And then we were surprised, I suppose, in the final. We were expecting a really tough game from the loop, and just in the day it didn't happen for them, like, we won comfortably. So that's where we stand at the minute.
Yeah, and the team much the same over the last couple of years, a few new players coming in?
Yeah, the sort of backbone of the team is still there. But we have introduced now a new player out of minors last year at wing half back, Keelan Feeney, and the two wing half forwards come out of minors last year, Micheál McGrath and Shane McGuigan, and they've given us fresh legs. That's not to say that the men they've replaced have quit playing football. They're still very much part of the panel, and we know that we have them there any time that we need them.
Yeah, but going back, Patsy Bradley, Brendan Rogers, Chrissy McCaig, Karen McCaig, Mark Bradley, they're still...
They're still very much the backbone of the team. And as I say, Patsy had a good rest from November through to June. I'd done absolutely nothing as regards training. We'd probably had done a bit of fitness work and got himself back into shape, and he has played about, I guess, 5 games now for us, and the first few he was rusty, but the last two, that's the semi-final and final of the championship within the county, he was back more or less into where he had been for quite a while. So he's going good.
Yeah, and of course quite a few of the team, is it up to 6 or 7 involved with the hurling team that won last week of First Ulster?
There's 8 of our starting 15 in the football started for the hurling and played last week, and they got a good result against Loughgeel, and they also came through injury free, which was a big plus.
And have you got everybody for Sunday?
We have. We've got everybody. It'll probably be the same starting 15 as went out the last day out in the final of the championship.